Online Podcast 174. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Online Podcast. It's Thursday, and we are having our guest from last week after I poop, and we invited him back after my shitting, and then he is back again with us from Swan Lake. Whales. You don't even know how to respond to that, do you?
I don't. It's not even spelt the same.
I know. We're Chinese. We all think the same. Okay. Welcome back. And I'm sure all of you enjoy that as well. And let's see. What are you wearing right now?
Oh, what am I wearing?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right.
Oh.
I'm wearing this really sexy t-shirt. I'm actually rubbing my nipples.
What letters would that be?
I'm rubbing on the J of the join. Join the podcast. And the N of the revolution. Join the podcast revolution.
Okay, so he's talking about the t-shirt. Penang Hokkien. What is my company?
What show are you on anyway?
PodcastersUnite.com. So if you want to, oh, you know what? I'll post that. Have I used that picture before? I think I have. Oh no, I'll use the black and white one. Well, you can take a new one. You can take new pictures too. I'll put that picture on today's show, and so you can check out where his nipples are on the J and the N, and not the join though. He doesn't have narrow nipples.
You know what? They don't actually quite match up.
It's like up and down. Anyway, so talking about company plug and all that. Last week we did not get to talk about his company much. We talked about his family and all that, which we'll get back into again, but we'll do it in reverse. We'll talk about professional side of Steve from Swan Lake, Blubbercunt, and oops, I said that word. And Steve is back, and so I'm going to ask him to tell us about his company. He is an entrepreneur. Tell us about your company.
Okay.
What is the name?
It's called Reinvented Software, and the website is reinventedsoftware.com. And I make Mac software and sell it on the internet.
Wonderful. And you can get it from reinventedsoftware.com. Now, you have two applications. Can you just briefly tell us what each does?
Okay. My first one, which I launched with, is called Kit, or Keep It Together. That's a sort of organizer for people who don't like being organized.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
No, sorry. That's internal. That's internal joke.
What a fucking whore.
So Keep It Together, what does it do? It's keeping messy whore tidy.
It keeps you a messy whore. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's the sort of organizer that doesn't mean you have to be organized. There you go. You just put everything in there, type its name in it, and you find it. Right. And the other one is called Feeder.
Which is what I use.
And which is what John uses. And that is it's an RSS editor with lots of sort of podcasting features on. Mm-hmm. There we go.
And just a quick note to everybody, Feeder is what I use, and I feel very strongly about it, and I suggest that you go try it out, especially Rob from Podcast Forum. I don't think he listens to my show since
he
we
better.
Already done the interview. Those of you who want to be in control like me, you want to be on top. you want to be in control, especially those of you who are podcasters. I know there's a lot of podcasters out there who listen to my show. Bloody blah, that's why it's boring. Anyway, and so you can control, you create your own feed. You don't have to depend on your blogging software to create your feed. So you actually do your own feed. If you just go download it, go to reinventedsoftware.com, download it and test it for yourself. It's really easy. It's like writing email, I think Steve told us too.
Yeah.
It's like writing email. It's very easy to do, and you can also, it's very well integrated with the iTunes directory as well. So great software, easy to use, and saves time. And another good thing about it is because I know him, so I give him feedback, and he implement the feedback into the software, which is what I like. And this is the benefit of using a software that comes from a small company, because they listen to you more than they would a bigger company. So anything else that you want to tell us about your company? Oh, the two softwares.
Well, there's the two softwares, and that's about it. Really, I've been doing it about 2 years now. I'm still alive.
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
So what brought you into being your own boss?
It was really getting fed up of working for other people. I used to work for a big, ugly IT company called EDS, doing lots of government stuff, and I did sort of year 2000 stuff, and it got me around the place. I worked in lots of different places, but in the end, you can only go so far in a place like that. And I'm a really creative person, and what I do now is really creative too. Because I do it all. I do the website. You know, I make the software. I do the website. I do all the icons, all the graphics. I do everything. And
That's why. Yeah, it's so that's why it shows how talented and smart you are. Because in order to, you have to be smart first of all to write a software, and then you have to do all those the interface and the graphics for the interface, and then the website, and actually also managing the business yourself. So.
Mm.
You are very talented. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you.
Take a bow, darling.
I just did.
And so, yeah, wonderful. And also, was it a big step for you to jump from working for other people to having your own company?
It was a huge thing, really. And I mean, part of what drove me into it was getting so fed up with my day job that I felt I needed to do something else. I've been doing this sort of on-off, because I actually did some work for Apple as well before I left. Anyway, before I left my job. And in the meantime, I sort of did a year of, after I quit my job, I worked with some other people doing contracting work and stuff. So the jump wasn't so horrible. It wasn't so scary doing that. But then after a year of that, I realized I didn't want to work for anyone else. I wanted to do my own thing, and you know, went out completely on my own.
That's wonderful. So you can check out his software at reinventedsoftware.com. And we decided not to talk too much about it because it probably put some of you to sleep. Mm-hmm. And because those techie people like me would enjoy it a lot. So if you are one of those, Archer, would go check it out, reinventedsoftware.com. Now, let's talk about a little bit of a personal stuff now, too. Are you currently in a relationship?
I'm not, no. I'm single.
You are single.
Mm-hmm.
Are you actively looking for a relationship, or are you just open to it? What is your mindset when it comes to relationship at this point?
Okay, well, I wouldn't say no. I mean, I'm open to one.
Okay.
I'm not really out every night looking, because I'm too busy and I live a very weird life. Hours, as far as hours and work and things goes, because I'm like the sort of mad scientist type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mad scientist, to see a podcast over in Sabal. Yeah, oh. Anyway. Yeah. But I'm like some crazy thing. Yeah, so I'm not out, but I wouldn't mind at all. And I have, you know, I do look at times. And, I mean, there are people I'm interested in, too. But,
So... Oh, there's no story behind that laugh. Don't ask me.
No, none whatsoever.
And then, what is an ideal relationship for you?
Let me see. I just thought of all these superficial things. An ideal relationship, that's quite a deep question, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, of course. Because... it's a question that's coming up from my mouth. Hello?
Oh, no. Well, that's better than... Okay.
My questions keep you thinking.
They do keep me thinking. It's actually a very tricky thing. Because being bisexual, I think I need to find the right person, and I thought long and hard about this.
Yeah, hard is good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't even know whether I wanted to be with a guy or with a girl or what. But I think they need to understand me, because otherwise it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And this is a tall order thing, you know. I'm not talking about, you know, me and this guy I met last weekend who's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about him, because I don't know anything about him. But what I do know...
Yeah. See, yeah, there's sexual attraction, and that's also that's relationship.
Right.
And we're talking more about the sexual organ, the biggest sexual organ, which is your brain right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's the tricky thing, and I think I need to get together with someone else who is also bisexual, I think, because I think I need somebody to understand what it's like, because otherwise there's going to be big trouble. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't go out with anyone who isn't.
Sure.
I just think that...
It would be ideal. That's the question.
Yes.
Ideal.
Well, they just need to understand. I mean, some people really can understand that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it also takes time for the relationship to mature to a certain period where you don't need to own to share the relationship. You don't need to own somebody's time. You don't need to own this person in order to feel secure to be in the relationship. Sometimes. I'm not saying that you would want to do that, but I'm just saying that sometimes it takes time to get to that stage also. Have you had a relationship that you thought would be the ideal? In hindsight.
In hindsight, no.
No?
No, I don't think I have.
And obviously what you think would be ideal is not then, well, I guess nobody knows whether or not that's going to be actually the ideal relationship.
No.
So, and it must be hard for a person who is bisexual to be settled with one person.
Well, physically, yeah, maybe it is. I mean, I think
mentally you can probably, once you're fallen, you're in love with somebody, it doesn't matter what the person's you know, gender is, if you are capable of that kind of love from a bisexual person. It won't happen for me, because I can't make the woman happy besides going out shopping together.
that will make them happy. I find this myself.
No, I don't
women
like
love gay men, don't they?
They do, but you know, it's just not sexually, but they do love gay men. And so what is that? Let's just only talking about the emotional side of things, the relationship part of things. Do you find anything different when you're dating a man and when you're dating a woman?
That's another good question. Really, I would say that the woman one tends... Because the thing is, there's been a bit of a gap in my dating time as well, and that maybe, you know, say, because it hasn't been like, I don't know, I'll say over 5 years. I've been so busy with my career.
Is that an excuse?
Yes. Don't tell them that. what was the question?
The question is there any difference? Yeah.
Yeah, there's always been a thing, I think, with the women where I felt partly that it was a bit more solid, but also that I was a bit more trapped. And then with the men, I felt freer or easier about it, I think.
Okay.
You know, more let's go with the flow. Whereas with the women, it's more, maybe I have to do this now, and maybe I have to do that.
I see.
I don't know.
Now, this is my rationale. I think maybe because conventionally, a man dating a woman, there is a fake pretend destination, which is marriage. So therefore, you have goals. You would, like, after this certain amount of time, you're supposed to propose, and then you're supposed to get married. But there's nothing for us to follow when it comes to dating another man. So maybe that would take off the that sort of trapped feeling.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, that's a good point.
Plus, I also think that... no, I don't know. I don't know for sure, though. So it's very exciting. That's why it gets me all excited, because I don't really have a long conversation with any bisexual person before. I know several, but I just don't, you know, don't go into talking about that seriously. And what kind of... Do you find it easier to date one gender or the other? Easier, like more convenient? I mean,
yeah,
that is leading
I do,
to...
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I really do find it easier to date the men.
Oh. See, I was expecting you're gonna say it's more convenient to date a woman because it's, you know, the whole world is more mostly a straight world, and so it's easier. So tell me why it is that way for you to date a man. That's easier.
I think it just seems... It was like I was saying before, it's like with a woman, I feel like I have to do certain stuff.
Uh-huh. I
think what it is actually just occurred to me, with a man, I can be the princess.
Oh.
You know, pick me up, get over here, buy me dinner, get to it.
That's true. And I guess you can if you're lucky. I'm sure you can find a woman that would do the same thing. Do you think? It's harder, though, because we always have this sort of girls and guys grew up differently. You know, they were being taught and molded differently. And so you have this different role when it comes to dating, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm not saying I'm totally down on the whole female dating thing. It's great. And, you know, it can be really good. I quite like some of that stuff. I quite like little things like, I'll come and pick you up and I'll do that. I like making myself useful.
Okay, that doesn't sound very romantic.
It doesn't, does it?
Yeah. Tell us more about what is the good side, the bright side of dating a woman. You can talk about that part too, like sushi.
You know what? I can't think of anything.
Oh my gosh! Because you're in the gay mode right now. You're tuned to my show.
I can't believe you're asking me about women when I'm in my gay mode. the best bit really is, I don't know, I like spoiling them. I do.
Okay, that's kind of nice. That's nice for guys too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. But I like being spoiled.
Oh yeah. See, you like the mutual spoiling. And
mutual spoiling. Yeah.
It's easier to get it in a relationship with another man than it is with a woman.
It is. Yeah. Feel more like equals. It's strange.
Huh. So, but let's go back to the family thing. When I last week, I talked to you about family, and we went into something. More like your childhood's more serious stuff. What I was trying to lead into, and then I felt I was going to go to the bathroom, and I did, was that...
Don't mind my feelings, will you?
Was that how was growing up a bisexual or you know, just different from a regular straight boy, how does family affect that part of your growing up? How's your family? Were they pretty open about it? Open meaning accepting? Or did you have to fight anything as you're growing up? Is there any complex when it comes to that religion or social stigma or whatever?
Well, there was certainly the religion side of it because my father was a church organist.
Ah.
And so we'd end up in church all the time, and that, and just having this thing of feeling that it was wrong. Although I've got over that now, and really agree with
all the stuff. Why did you have that? Why did you think it was wrong for you?
Because you're told it's wrong, really. And the other thing is, you know, I was say a kid. You know, I was growing up in the 80s and early 90s as well. It wasn't quite as acceptable back then either. I mean, generally, gay people were
ridiculous because I hadn't worked anything out, like I said the last time. I hadn't worked it all out till I was about 20, 21. Mm-hmm. And gay people were either ridiculed or considered a bit weird. I mean, there are only a few famous gay people around, and, you know, it was just that they were freaky enough, I think. You know, I'm thinking people like, you know, people that I might have known at the time, so like Boy George, or I don't think, you know what I mean? People mm-hmm. like that. So he's there with his makeup on.
come, chameleon. Okay. So
you come and go.
So it was a struggle for you. Now, how old yes. when you overcome it? When was your like, oh gosh, this is so dumb? when did you let go of that?
That guilt? That was probably about... I mean, it took me, I think, you know, say from first sexual experience that confirmed to me that I really did like both mm-hmm. men and women was about when I was 16. So, but it was only when I was, say, 21 that I'd really got my head around it to the point of realizing what I was and why. 21, 22. And I got to say, my family didn't really play much of a part in that because... First of all, they don't really know still. They do know. I know this. See.
But they just don't want to bring up the conversation.
Yeah, that's right. They don't want to talk about it. And I don't want to talk about it with them either. So they know. And it's, I think it's okay if you, you know, not talk about
do
it.
Do they know? Do you think they know that you are bisexual? Or do you think they know that you suspect that you're gay?
I think they suspect I'm gay. I mean, they've seen the girlfriends, they've seen the boyfriends too, but of course they wouldn't have known that the boyfriends are boyfriends.
Yeah, and they would think that's of the girlfriends thing. Were cop-outs.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your future. Let's look into the future and see. What do you think, male or female, would be the one thing that attract you most in that person, male or female? Or if you, when you're talking about males, you can bring it up and say his penis. But yeah, I'm more interested in the mental side of things. Like,
yeah.
What is the key thing in the person that you would be falling in love with?
I don't know. I think it might be a sense of humor, really. That's what I like in people. I mean... Just to see the humor, just to have a laugh with someone. There's that side of it. And, I mean, they have to be kind of open-minded and understanding and all that sort of stuff, really. But, yeah, I just want to have a laugh.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Easygoing. I think it gets you through a lot, actually, doesn't it? Easygoing. But, yeah, someone who knows maybe... Not doesn't take life seriously, but doesn't let it get them down either, if possible. Mm. Even though, I mean, it gets everyone down at times, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? You can take it.
And what about you yourself? What about you? What do you have to offer to your next lover?
I'm no good at selling myself.
Oh yeah, that's hard though. But let's see. What do you think is the key thing that would win that person over of yourself?
Hmm.
I mean, you know,
I'm loyal and I'm faithful and I'll take anything that anyone, you know, I'm strong. I can take anything anyone throws at me and
that's and good.
I'm yeah, that helps. And I do have a sense of humor.
Do you have a public email address that you would like to share? Or do you want people to come to this website and put a comment on there if they find you the other person that they want to date?
Yeah, go through online dating service.
Yes, in fact, yes. Without revealing any names, my show is actually between the two shows, I've actually matched up a few couples.
No, that's cool.
No, actually, just two. But but it's pretty, interesting that it happens that way. Mm. So I guess that would sum up the show for now. There are other things that I would like to talk to you about, but that could be another time. Okay. Is there anything that you want to say or mention or talk about before we go?
I don't think so, really. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure for me too. And stay put. I think we will be able to talk about another show.
Okay,
because the time is up. Oh my gosh, it's so quick. So again, do you have a personal website that you want to share, or do you just want to just use your reinvented software as your thingy?
Well, you know damn well I have a personal one, but it's boring. It's boring. I do put some videos on there and stuff, but it's generally me ranting about life.
Now, there are also stalkers out there, so...
Yes, I have some stalkers that I've got variously through your show or...
Oh, really? Video. This is not this is not helping either. This is not helping because it's a very personal... this is a very personal medium. It really, you know, your own voice and everything, it really is very personal. But so far, nobody is, like, hitting on me or anything yet. Well, not last 2 years. Well, because I'm very clearly... not available.
You're taken.
I'm taken. But yeah. So do you then want to talk about that personal stuff, or do we just? How about just have people come back to the comment? Unless you want to advertise yourself and maybe find your love this way.
I'm happy for people to leave a comment. They can email me if they want. They can email me.
Are you sure you want your email? Are you sure you want to leave your email?
Oh, maybe I don't.
Yeah, let's not. How about come back to this comment? And then... because
leave a comment on John's.
I'm a little afraid for you. Because Steve is quite attractive. And he's also very active in the comment area. So whatever message you leave here, he would definitely see it. And if not, I would definitely ask him to come check it out. So, and thank you again for coming on the show. And
thank you.
And we'll chat more about more things that we'll get into some other time. You just have to check back if you'd like to listen to Steve and more of those digging. I didn't really get to dig a whole lot, did I? I asked a lot
of... No, you could dig more.
Yeah, I'll dig more. So, thank you. And as usual, that music starts means I have to finish my talk in 30 seconds. Usually I don't get to do that. You can go to onlinepodcast.com or go to Steve Harris and buy his software.
Do it.
What is your website? Reinventedsoftware.com, feeder or
That's
kit.
Right.
And support your this entrepreneur whore. And
entrepreneur hole.
Yeah, and leave me messages on my comment line 206-888-JOHN, or you can also go to my website and then just leave a My Ching Chong message for me, and or write in to me to online@gmail.com. We always like to hear from you. It's actually the listeners that keep the show alive. So thank you so much for listening. And as for those who are listening to this on iTunes or whatever aggregator, thank you for doing so. Thank you for subscribing. And please come back next week, next Monday, and we'll have more of my good stuff. Bye. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta. Was it easier to date a man? Or did I already ask you that? Okay, how about this?
How about you edit your fucking show?
I know!
Why the fuck do I have to go through this shit twice? You're such a lazy fucking bitch. I can't be fucked to the shit anymore. Ask me something original. I'm not an actor. How am I about to sound convincing? I go through the same fucking thing twice.
Nobody knows if you don't talk about it. Now the whole world knows, and you know I'm not gonna edit.